Blog Talk Radio.
I hope that that hurt your ears, because I'm just so happy I'm in the garage and nobody can hear me and I can scream all I want. For everybody that doesn't know where they are, you're on Bonnie Albers On Air with my girl, Susan Z. We are going to rock the show today and tomorrow with all kinds of fun, fantastic, and wonderful metaphysical gifts and quotes and all kinds of learning and messages. So we are so excited to be with you. And before I bring my sister in, I just wanted to tell everybody that, again, I'm Bonnie Albers. I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. Not that anybody really cares, but I am a therapist.
I care. Just in case I have a heart attack someday.
Yes, and being that I'm in Florida in a garage and you're in South Carolina, I'll get to send the ambulance.
Oh, I know, but you could talk me through it.
I could talk anybody through anything. The good news is we're not of the age where we can get pregnant. Oops, yes, I am, because I could talk you into how to have a baby too. But anyway, I just want everybody to know that I'm also a therapist and a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues. Psychic spirit communication, my favorite job of all times, of everything that I do, of all my life. I love spirit. I love when they come to me. I love when they touch me. I love when they flutter around. And I love when they give me great messages and even my guides to hopefully help you find some, you know, peace or answers that you have and that you ask Susan and I. Anyway, I just do want you to know that you can get a hold of me in the garage. I am hopefully going to get out of it on July 10th. And today I want to get back in my castle. Thank you. So I will tell you, I'm doing this in my garage because my daughter is taking a test, and she thinks I'm loud. Now, can anybody believe that?
That is just outrageous. I mean,
And what we don't do for our kids. And you know what?
I'm like that too. Remember, here's Bonnie. Bonnie's sitting in the garage and having to talk, and I'm having to take my sister's dog out for a walk because I'm staying with my sister for a while, and she's saying, "You and Bonnie, you talk so loud. Get out."
I know. We are just, you know what? We've got to rock this show together somewhere. So anyway, I do want to tell you that I see in chat, hi, Beautified. I love everybody. If you know me at all, you know I'm ADD. I can't write, talk, listen, look, and filter, which I never do filter because I have no filters, but listen into the ethers at the same time. So I do want you to know I love you. I see your messages. I thank you. I everybody in chat, I love everybody. So just remember, when I put have fun, it's not because I don't want to answer. It's really because I can't. I'm one of those kind. So anyway.
I think you do a lot. Right? You're talking, you're handling spirits, you're working the board, saying hi to everyone in chat. How can you say that you're not a multitasker?
Well, you know what? I do want to tell everybody, Susan, there's one other task I have that I have been gifted with, and that is a dog that thinks she hears spirit. She is Chili. She's a little chihuahua. I know. And every time I have the show, she sits between me and the chair. So see, my back can never touch the chair, even though she's a little chihuahua. And she looks right at me. And when the show starts, she takes her place. When the show ends, she leaves. So everyone, I do want you to know, Chili does say that she's giving me the messages. I don't think so, Chili, because I go other places without you, and I've got the messages there too. But I'm telling you, Chili, you can't say that too loud because that's what Chili thinks. Susan, my sister, how are you? How is your weekend, and what are you up to, girlfriend?
Oh, well, you know me. I mean, that last week was one of those water flowing days between the air conditioner, the water heater, and let's see. Oh, yeah, and my leaking coffee pot and garbage disposal. Yeah, replacing old with new. That's why I couldn't be on the show the last Monday and Tuesday, because the whole place was filled with workmen, And but I look at it as a good thing because, you know, water represents flow of life and replacing old with new. So, you know, otherwise there was a lot of four-letter words going on.
And we're not allowed to say those on air. I heard them.
Then, of course, I got hit with Mercury retrograde last night, and in the middle of a consultation, my Sprint phone system went down. It had no cell, no landline, no nothing for most of the night and didn't come back on until this morning. So either I am working out some major juju or communication, water flow.
You know what I think? I think you and I, well, I know who I was. I mean, I did have a big castle. I was from Egypt, and I was Cleo. I would bet you we're working off some heavy karma. I mean, I just really feel like I really was a good princess or a good queen, but I don't know. Maybe some other people didn't. But I think I did, but I don't know. I'm still looking for the castle and my servants, and I still haven't found them. So maybe you and
I are trying to find it. That I'm in, maybe working off some bad karma because I was a bad princess or a bad queen.
No, I'm just saying, girlfriend. Maybe somebody didn't like us too much. That's all. But you know what? I don't think so. I think we were very good. I think we were very princess and regal like. So you know what? Let's just go with that. So
how could anybody not like us? I mean, we make them laugh. We make them feel good. We make them feel good about life. I mean, what's not to like, right?
That's what I say, girlfriend, especially when I rock my boots up to my thighs. I think to myself, how can nobody like me? Now, that's a LOL, everyone. So I hope everybody had a great weekend, and we missed you. And we just look forward to having you and talking to you. And, you know, both Susan and I'm sure she has forgotten because I haven't told you how to get a hold of me, but we both were counselors, and we both love, you know, giving advice, of course. So this is right up our alley, especially with spirit and psychic ability and tarot, because we are able to also rock our counseling, you know, experience, which I love. But anyway, how to get a hold of me, and then I'll hand you over to Susan so we can start talking and the people on the board don't get too bored and leave us. But I will tell you, you can get a hold of me at balbers714@aol.com. Oh, 714, my birthday. It's coming up next month. I'm a Cancer, and I warn everybody, 714, you better know it's my birthday. And even if you don't, just think it's my birthday and say happy birthday, I'll be happy. Anyway, you can get a hold of me. That's my email address. Just write me, send me a note. I do counseling. I do readings. I do rock.
I do.
Uh-huh. And I do them on Skype. So, you know, that's my best way. But anyway, uh-huh, you better not step in some doo-doo, girlfriend. But anyway, I will tell you that you can also Facebook me, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Friend me and I'll friend you back. You get to see our shows, what's happening for the week, and you get to meet a lot of nice peeps. So let me hand you over to my girl, Susan Z. A Bonnie A to Susan Z. I mean, like, how cool is that? A to Z, Alpha Omega. Woohoo!
Yes, there you go. Okay. I know, Bonnie. I had to make that little joke about you're just so excited that you can actually talk and scream and yell and be on the radio. I know. It's like you've been walking around all week with a muzzle. She calls me up and she's whispering and she's going, I hate this. I hate this. I can't stand it. So this is like such a freeing moment for Bonnie. So all our guests, you're just going to have to give her a lot of leeway if she blows your eardrums out, you know, as she's talking to you.
Or talks too much, yes. Go ahead.
I don't think you talk too much. I think that you're just such a joyous person that you have just so much stuff to share, and that it just comes out that way. So
I love that. You're so sweet, sister. I so love you. That's so sweet. Kumbaya and everybody. I mean, you know, that's so nice because that's what we're really here for. I mean, to support each other, to be, you know, happy, to be nice, to help each other. And I won't go any more than that because I'll start to cry, and I don't really want to. I want to really be funny. But you know what? I love you too, sister. So go ahead and tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you.
I will. Well, you know, I'm Bonnie's cohort in metaphysical fun and crime. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that's Bonnie's part of it. And I'm Susan Z. Rich, and I'm a third-generation Akashic medium. I'm a clairaudient, empathic. I'm also a life coach and a holistic therapist and emotional addiction counselor. And I'm a recovery hypnotherapist and energetic seer. I'm the author of the published book, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, available on Amazon.com, that Bonnie, in her great magnanimous personality, so she tells me, channeled this for me before I even knew it, and then let me do all the hard work to write
it. And listen, Susan, I will sign the book. So anybody who orders this book, it's a fabulous book. I love it. If I went into all the things that it really does, it bridges both worlds. It bridges the gap between psychology, PhD psychology, sociology, everything medical, and in the medical scientific realm to the metaphysics. I love this book. And, you know, I'm so glad I channeled it because I'm ADD and I can't write it. So I knew
I know.
That was
really clever of you to channel it to me because you can't write it and let me write it, and then you can take half the credit for it. Very clever.
Right.
Very clever.
I know, and yes. I will sign the book, everyone. I do my name with a star, so please send it. I'll send it back to you. And just know that I love all of you.
What is this doo-doo today that you got going on? I do-do.
I don't think I said that. I think you heard that. I said I will sign it. I didn't say I do sign it.
Did I or did I not hear her say, I do-do this, but and I'm
do-do.
On a roll today with the doo-doo.
I think it's in your ear, Susan, or on your shoe, one or the other, because I did not say it. I said I will sign it. So I am so happy that you have it one way or any better, your shoe.
Let me tell the people who think me. My website, you can read more about me and also reach me from my website, which is szrwhitewings.com. That's S as in Susan, V as in Zebra, R Rich, WHIPEWINGS.com. Oh, I got an echo in here. And my email address is zrich@ll.com. Available readings. I'll use the tarot and also open for Akashic Soul readings. And I'm going to put in chat my website, my email, as we
So. Susan, you're going in and out. Not sure why, but let's see if anybody else hears it.
I think what you're going to do is that I'm going to, it might be my computer with Skype, so I'm going to get off of this, get on, and go on my laptop.
Okay, and I'll start the convo, but then we'll take some callers. So don't get worried, callers. We're right on top of you. I think we're going to actually save. Yeah, call back, Susan, so I can talk because you're not being able to be heard. So bye. Anyway, just to let everybody know, we were going to talk about, and we're getting pretty late, and so we're going to take some callers first. But we are going to talk a little bit later, and if you know about or in between about what we chose to come down here as. We reincarnate, we have past lives, we have future lives coming up, and why we picked what we picked to come down here and how we pick it, how we decide what do we want to learn when we come down here. Some people are, you know, come down as Lady Gaga and Madonna, and I just missed out on that because that's what I wanted to be. And some people come down here as a friar monk. And so why and why would you pick certain, you know, scenarios to come down when we all choose to come down and reincarnate? Because we wouldn't be here if we didn't. So it's going to be an interesting concept, an interesting conversation, and I'm going to bet, because a lot of you in our chat and a lot of you that are calling are metaphysical, that you have some idea what karma or what you wanted to learn in this lifetime and why you picked what you did. You know, I can't still figure it out, but, you know, hey, I'm trying, and I kind of see why, but I don't see the whole picture yet. I do know why. Susan, I said that we were going to talk about reincarnation and why we choose to be what we are when we come down here, but I'm going to start taking some callers first, and we can start talking at the end. So are you okay with that?
Okay. I'm going to hold on just a second here. I can't figure out. I'm on my laptop. I'm still having. I know. I can't.
I don't have it with me. And so I let me take the caller and see what happens. 617, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
We are doing fine. What is your name?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm well, honey. How are you?
You can hear how we are. We're just like raring to go. But, you know, hey, that's after a weekend, Lisa. How was your weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend.
I'm so happy. So what would you like, since Susan is having trouble on her line, but she can still hear you. We do tarot. We give advice. You tell us what you want from us, girlfriend.
Well, actually, the two of you can choose. But my question is, I'm kind of going in and out.
And I don't hear that at all.
Okay, because I hear it on my end. Okay, it's fine.
Okay, what are you hearing? Because I shut everything down. I'm on my laptop. I can't figure out what's going on.
Because I hear
Susan,
an echo.
You're better. And I don't hear either echo.
Okay, that's good. Okay. That's good. As long as you guys don't hear the echo, I'm good. Well, I don't hear it now. My question is in regards to a phone interview that I have actually tomorrow. And I would love to know what is the energy around it.
I'm hearing a major echo from you. Okay.
Okay, well,
you
I'm
know,
not...
First I'm echoing, now our clients, and now our callers echoing. Maybe you want to turn something down on your end, Bonnie.
I'm calling in through their host line, so it isn't me, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to get on the host line. So I go through Skype, their host line, so there's no way.
I'm on Skype and I'm on my laptop. I went from my PC to my laptop. AOL's closed down. I'm not hearing it now. You're not hearing an echo from me now?
I'm not, but I am hearing TV. Somebody's got their TV on. So that could be, I hear somebody has something going on in the background.
That's not me.
You know, hold on. Ladies, hold on. Hold on one moment. Hold on.
Okay. I already picked up some things. You want to drop some cards, Susan?
Sure. Well, I what am I dropping cards about? That's
okay. How's that?
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, Lisa. Go ahead and tell her your question. I had already heard it, but Susan.
Oh, it's interesting because now I'm not echoing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. It could have been, like your speakers were up too loud or something, and it'll affect everything. Because now everyone's echo is gone.
Wow. Okay, this is good.
Yes. Okay, so go ahead and ask the question, Lisa.
This is Mercury. It's like I announced last night. My whole sprint line went down right in the middle of a consultation, and I've been with Sprint over 20 years. I have never ever had that happen.
Wow.
Okay, questions. Question time, girls.
Okay, my question is in regards to actually a phone interview that I have tomorrow, and I'd like to see how this job. This phone interview will pan out for me.
Okay. I already have, you go ahead and throw cards, but I'm going to tell you what I got really quickly.
Okay.
I got a green light. I've had two of them already today, but yes, I have a green light that it's going to go well. Is it going to be, something within the insurance business or insurance call or what call are you looking for? Because I have a feeling, is this something different than what you're doing right now?
It is different from what I'm doing now, but I've done it before, and it doesn't have anything to do with insurance.
Okay. I've got to whoever is on that other line, I'm getting the feeling that it's something new, that it's something to do with, I mean, maybe they'll offer you insurance. I don't know, but I hear the word insurance. So I do feel the conversation will go well, and I do think that they're going to like you. Whether you like them or not is going to be the
What's the job interview for, Lisa?
It's actually for a receptionist, but I see actually, well, I'm feeling a lot more potential.
Right. What's
that's what I'm picking up too. Is that I think that you've got a pretty good foot in the door here, type of thing. You're a little overqualified for it feels, but there's something about your credentials that they like, it feels like that the company that you're interviewing, that they always take people in with the idea of lateral moves. Is it the potential that you can go this way or that way, and not that it's like that you're just going to fill this job? So maybe that's what Bonnie is picking up.
Yeah.
Yes, because I'm not. I'm in a place where I'm looking for potential. If I get, I can't sit for 5 years doing the same. Even if I wanted to, I want to still know that there are other places that I can.
What does the company do?
They're environmental management.
Okay. I feel like they're going. That may be why I'm seeing insurance, Susan, is because maybe they have an insurance division, or they're going to offer her maybe after 3 months or 6 months of you being there, which would mean that you get the job, that they're going to offer you some type of insurance package, because I'm hearing insurance. So, I love this company. I do. Oh my goodness, I'm getting somebody here. But they're just saying yes. I love this company because I'm not picking up, but I'm feeling like really good about this company, and I feel like they make a difference, and that's the difference of why you'll like the company versus you won't.
Lisa, are you married or in a relationship or anything right now?
No, I am not.
Okay. Well, sometimes, spirit has a mind of its own, especially
yes,
when
it's
it's like, as you were talking about this interview, I'm laying out the cards, and I did a spread, and I pulled out five, and it was all about your love life. I'm sorry.
Wow.
And I'm going, what the heck does this have to do? But, okay. But I'm still getting chills from head to foot. So it feels like it's got a new opportunity for love. Coming out of the hermit, which is you've been really sequestered and very quick, very fast, new romance, opening up your heart. So, maybe this – stop touching me. Go see Bonnie.
They're all over here, Susan. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, Oh my God! And so the work thing might be directly related in terms of opening up romance for you too, also, because not one single career card came out when I pulled this up, and I went, "Gee, now how do I tell her this?"
Does this mean that romantically I may meet someone on the job?
I think so, or because of the job or in association, because I shuffled the cards while you were talking about the interview and the job and all of that. I'm getting answers, but when I'm pulling the cards, I mean, literally every single card that I pulled out has to do with the affairs of the heart.
And the spirit here is saying, she needs romance.
That's either my sister or my grandmother.
Well, the one that talks, she's a little sassy here. So she's saying, she needs romance. And they're really excited about this job for you, like Susan says. I mean, I'm picking up good things in this company. And I think that once you open up, once you open up to the fact that you're doing something, even just being around environmentally friendly people or trying to be environmentally really friendly, that you will be meeting. It'll open your whole, like I'm hearing it, it's going to open your whole chakra up. And I'm seeing this. I'm seeing this lotus starting to float around, Susan, like spinning. So, and the lotus is in, oh, God, help you. Can you, the lotus is spinning in the yellow, chakra.
Solar plexus?
Yeah. So I don't know if that's about yourself or what it, actually you're going to start really blossoming. And then, like Susan says, it's going to be all about, hey, I love where I'm at. Now let me see where I'm at this way.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, that's so true.
Yeah. So you have
It looks like that you've got how old are you, Lisa?
I'm actually 50.
50?
50, yes.
50, Yeah. 50 is a blossoming year because when I touch into the energy of the cards, I'm hearing 51, 52, and a explosion of heart energy. It ain't over till the fat lady sings, sweetie.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think she looks her age, actually. I can feel her energy. So I rock about 15, and I look about 3. So the thing is,
I know. Yeah, still a diapers and still
a bottom. Hey, I'm baby. That's fine. My skin is soft. So anyway, I do see you looking really young, and I think you're ready for romance. You're ready for some big time romance, and I'm happy. And you know what? I'm really happy, Lisa. Oh, my God, this person's with me. It must be your sister and your grandmother. But I'm really happy because it's kind of been a long time that you have been happy. And I don't mean just oh, my goodness, they're here. Oh, boy. I don't mean just that, and your sister is so happy. And your grandmom's looking at me, wagging her hand. Saying it's about time, but just to let you know that they want you to be happy, but you haven't been happy in your life either.
Amen.
And what they're saying is this opening of what's coming next will create the full package. You'll be happy in yourself. You'll be happy in what you're doing, even though you're way overqualified, but you'll be moving in different parts of that company possibly, or moving up. So I do feel that they're showing me like that you're going to be they're like dancing around. They're holding each other, their arms, dancing around. So what that means to me is they're really happy that everything's coming full circle for you.
Yes,
I totally agree. Totally.
Yeah.
It's been difficult. It's been a rough journey.
It has for you. I can feel it. And I feel like you, the really good news about it is, because they're showing me, is that you're an endurer. You did not let things, even though you were pretty depressed, you did not.
Oh,
feel,
amen.
Yeah, you really, really kept it going. And your grandmother's taking credit for that. So,
yes, amen.
Just to let you know, and I think you do anyway, they are with you, and they haven't left you, and your sister says you know that.
Yes.
And she's saying even though she didn't have a really long time on this earth plane.
Yes, amen, amen.
She's saying it's quality over quantity.
Yes.
Now that's interesting. Yes. So... I do try to tell even my clients that, but she's saying it. So that's interesting that she came out. Your grandmom and your sister are really happy to be together. I don't know what kind of relationship they might have had or if they did, but they really are happy to be together.
Oh, I'm glad. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And what they're saying is, leave her there. So that means you've got a while. But, you know, they're happy because they have watched you be not happy, and they only want the best and happiness for you, and it's coming.
Yes, it is. Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much for this message. It's wow. It's beautiful.
You're due.
Beautiful.
You're due, sweetie.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Have a great day, and let us know. Call us.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you both so much. Love you, love you, love you.
Love
Many
you,
blessings.
Love you. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I just, her energy so, like, sweet and serene. I wish she would be like a yoga teacher because she'd be great. I know, you know, that's probably not what she wants to do, but oh my goodness, that's so nice. Okay, 480, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Ladies, how are we?
We are fabulous. Who are we speaking to?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Mike.
Hi.
Let me ask, Mike, where are you calling in the sunny United States from?
Well, it's what they call June gloom here in Ventura, California. So it's cloudy.
Oh, well, you know what? It's always sunny in Florida. So, hey, come move here. I try to get everybody to move here so they can be just as – so when I leave to go to New York and live up north for 6 months, I hope, then you all can be stuck down here. No, I'm only kidding. So, Mike, how was your weekend and how can we help you? But first tell us how your weekend was.
Yeah, it was all right. I've taken on a part-time job, so, you know, I wait tables and stuff like that to kind of maintain the day-to-day stuff.
Are you looking for – okay, well, ask your question because you're waiting tables looking for something. What are you looking for, Mike?
Well, I'm in consulting and with the career, and one of the gentlemen that I work with and offer their services – basically is appreciative of all the hard work that I've done and the potential that I show. So he called me up and basically said that he has a deal that he's working with a personal friend of his that they're moving forward on, and he will be paying once that closes. He seems to think tomorrow that he would be able to set me up financially because of all the hard work and the potential that I have for the next year or two to cover the basics so I can focus 100% and give all my attention to my business.
Well, can you tell us, or it's not the, because I'm going to let Susan talk, because this is a card thing, but let me ask you a question. What can I ask you? I'm kind of feeling funny about this. So give me your, what do you do?
Yeah, what exactly is it that you're wanting to know here? Because it's like your energy is like flying all over the place, and it's
exactly.
You're a little nervous. So you're nervous about this. And,
yeah, I'm
so,
nervous for him here. I'm nervous.
Me too.
I'm
so let's it sounds too good to be true, but it doesn't always work out that way. I mean, it's not always that way.
That's
so
right.
What is it that you want to know?
Basically, we work with bank instruments. Monetization and providing bank instruments for clients to use as secondary level of collateral for loans or for commodities transactions, you know, different things like that. So I believe he is providing a proof of funds for a friend of his for whatever the project is. I have no idea. But basically he just said that if, you know, when it goes through that he wants to help me out financially so I don't have to be distracted by the part-time jobs.
Are you going to get paid, like guaranteed, get paid all up front for this?
That was the impression that I got on Friday. And then I got an email. I sent him an email thanking him again, for, you know, so forth. And he's just basically he's like, yeah, it'd be my honor to help you.
Okay. I have to say that the cards that I pulled up on this, they're all good. Okay.
Okay.
About this, the energy's good about it. It feels like it's almost like a win-win situation for you as to whether, you know, even if this thing fell through, it looks like that you're, honored and respected and wanted for what it is that you do anyway. So the work would be there anyway, but the only thing that I hear spirits saying, bird in hand is worth more than two in the bush, you know, that old grandma saying.
Yep.
So in this contract, if in terms of how it sign up, that I would get the money all up front, okay, so that you have that breath of like, okay, now I can go ahead and do what I need to do versus we'll pay you as you go, you know.
And I've been working with him for the past year, a couple of years, and he's been really instrumental in teaching me the business.
Yeah.
May I ask his name, please?
Yeah, Bruce.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 40. I just turned 44.
You're in a double digit. God, I tell you, he's double digits. Okay. I heard 46 is going to be an explosive financial boom for you. So this may be exactly what you're talking about here.
Yeah, because I mean, he did say it'd take him 2 years because, you know, he said that it would be 2 years. He's paying him for 2 years so he doesn't have to do small job.
I didn't even hear that.
Well,
who
yeah.
knew?
Yeah.
And he did imply that it would, he's just like, basically, I would just, he's like, you know, kind of, what do you need? What are your bills? And then he implied basically that it would be, you know, just a lump, upfront lump sum.
I feel good about it.
I feel there's a lot of integrity there. There's a lot of good intent. And there's also, the people that are involved in it, they know what they're doing. It's not like a little startup company of like, let's do a business, you know, nothing like that. I mean, this is like tried and true. They know the steps. They know how to do it. They know, how to progress, you know, the whole business plan. So this feels good. It feels very good.
You know, and it's funny because he just went on vacation for 2 weeks to Peru, and I had a deal that had a lot of positive going for it, and the minute he left, one of his guys dropped the ball, and it crashed and burned, and which would have been, you know, which would have set me up for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you what I take. Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
You might not love what you're hearing from me, but I tell you, first thing out of the gate, my spirit guide says slow. So that to me means that maybe you know, he promised you tomorrow, but it might take a little bit longer. So
there's the possibility that basically it was implied that it would close. That it could close tomorrow, and they've already proceeded on their side to move forward with the things, documents that they have to provide.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And then what I have is another thing that came very quickly when Susan was talking is watch the contract. And no, I don't think that they have bad intention. I don't know. I mean, I still feel funny, so I'm not sure what I feel funny about. But they're telling me to tell you, watch the contract. And I guess that's with any contract. That's stupid of me to say because hopefully you're going to watch the contract. But I think what they're implying is this, because if you're like me and you get excited about something that looks like a lot of money and you're going to get what you want and you read the contract and there's something in there that you just really don't love, but you say, but I love 90% of it. So, you know, hey, let's just go for it. What they're telling you is through me or through this show is no, you need to watch the contract because there's something possibly in that contract that needs to be changed that will, that don't look it over. That's what they're saying. Don't look it over. You've got to change it in the contract. So if you see something in that contract that you, that really would say, but you know what? It's no big deal because 90% of the contract is fine. That one clause you need to know. So that's what they're saying.
I don't know the contract in this position because the transaction that they're doing has, you know, nothing to do with me.
No, it's your contract. If they're going to hand you, they're not just going to hand you money. There's going to be a contract with you.
Okay.
And so when you have your contract, I don't know anything about this other people. I mean, I the energy for me, I'm really feeling funny. So to me, I don't know what they do or what they're doing, or even if it's with the foreign contract.
I'm hearing time committed, something about that, about you being able to get it done by a certain deadline. Be careful of those kind of commitments. That if you go, I think I can do that, no problem. Be realistic.
Yeah, and there's not, that doesn't mean anything. You know, we're sitting here picky-ooning. You're going to get a lot of money. You're going to be successful.
Where
you want to be.
Well, I know I'm going to be successful, but I'm just kind of in a little tight spot, a really tight spot.
Yes,
I just moved to California. It didn't go as slow. It didn't flow. I know I was led here because when I visited, it just felt amazing. And so I decided to follow my intuition and kind of just pick up and move. And just the work thing, just it's a different country. It's almost like a different country here.
That's why I'm telling you I felt the, but I got to tell you.
But it was the right move for you, and you know, it's that kind of just getting acclimated, and you followed your inner voice, you followed that lead, and you took that leap of faith, and you did exactly the right thing.
We're so excited for you, Mike. In fact, we have a proposition for you. Hey, when you get out there and you get big money, of course, we'll be out there with big money too. We could just have a party together. How about that?
Exactly. Hey, can I bounce one more thing off you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I can't, with this job that I'm just waiting tables at, the money's potentially there, but it's through the management and various other aspects. Like when you wait tables, you have to tip out other people and stuff. And it's, you don't see me at this job, do you?
No.
Okay. And there's another one right around the corner, right? Because I just had an interview, and they're setting me up with a GM, a general manager interview this week.
Well, it feels like you're going to have to make a choice, you know? There's something coming up on you real fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? The thing is, Mike, if you're asking us, and Susan, I think this is what he's saying, are we picking up that he's going to get this job that's just the general manager of a restaurant, which, by the way, is a really good job?
No, I would just be meeting with the general manager. I'm not interested in restaurant management. It's ungodly schedule.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not making a lateral move to another. If that's what you think we're picking up as far as, you're going to wait tables, and are we picking you up about waiting tables in another, you know, restaurant, is that what you're asking us?
I interviewed for another serving position, more corporate, better. I have a feel. I understand that those corporate structures in regards to the restaurant. But I was also thinking about, I submitted a resume for a hotel. I don't know if it's a front desk supervisor position, but basically I took the restaurant job and then told the manager at the hotel that she's like, well, listen, if it doesn't work out, call me. And that just happens to be right across the street from the golfing community that I live in.
Well, like Susan said, something's coming up really quickly, but you told us that this other job was going to be coming up. Now, I hear the word slow, so I'm not sure.
You know, spirit has the strangest thing. You know, I have a spirit guide that loves showing me visuals. And so I hope that Bonnie or someone can interpret what I just saw. I read one time that Brad Pitt, before he got his big break, had a job in a chicken suit. No, in a chicken suit, okay? And that's the scene that they showed me, all right? So what they might be saying is that it may look like that you're not taking that's the greatest job that you were thinking of, but it's right before your big break.
Yeah.
Right.
I do believe you'll have a choice. Like Susan said, something's coming up, and whether you move to another restaurant or a different restaurant or a chicken suit, that's not a big deal because the other one's coming. So So the if you're asking,
if they put you in a chicken suit, let us know.
Yeah, we'll take a picture and we'll put it up on the screen. But no, we see big money for you in 2 years. So if you see that, you're looking at a chicken suit, nor are you looking at a waiting job. So even though you make good money, I mean, people do make good money. There's a lot of money in waiting, at least in New York there is, but that's not what we're seeing. So don't be worried about it. And it doesn't really matter what you take in the interim.
This is the break you're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just behind the eight ball a little bit, and I feel bad for being behind the eight ball because I'm kind of holding up paying the person that's helped me out type of thing. So, you know, that's where it's all coming from.
Yeah, I don't blame you because like I told you, I heard the word slow. So it might be that it would take you 2 years to be able to rock this whatever to the top. I don't know, which doesn't seem like a long time. But the thing is, you're going to get it. You're going to work hard. What you have and whatever you have is needed, and you are at the cutting edge of it. And I don't think that anybody else is going to choose somebody else or be able to, because I think what you have is unique and they all know it and they want it and they want you to produce it. It's just a matter of getting all this stuff. And I think in Hollywood or in California, wherever you are, when they say tomorrow, it means tomorrow another day. So don't worry about it. You know, but I do hear slow. So it might be that when they say tomorrow, it might be tomorrow another day. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. I understand.
So don't get nervous is what I'm saying, because tomorrow, for some reason, in California, as we know, Susan, could be a week from today, you know? So,
nobody that I work with in regards to that is California. Everybody's Midwest and, you know, that's like, so, nobody, I just picked up and moved, and, so just to kind of be by the ocean and stuff like that, but nobody I work with or work for in the career has anything to do with California.
Well, I will tell you that I still get the word slow. So that means that wherever you're thinking of, when you think it's tomorrow, it might be tomorrow another day. Do you know, I keep using that expression, and that's what Spirit's bringing me. So that means that I don't want you to be waiting and waiting and waiting for tomorrow to come, which really is tomorrow, and it's 3 days down the road, and you worked yourself up into thinking that's not going to be. So just relax. It's coming. What you have, you got to still continue working and work forward. But whether you pick another waiting job or a hotel management job, whatever you want before this, go ahead and do, because this is coming.
Yeah, It's like whatever you need to do while all the behind scene things are going on. I know all about that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted a warm fuzzy per se that he was going to follow through with it. And I mean, heck, if anything, just give me a couple months rent and I'm cool.
That's Susan's card.
Yeah.
She read that right for you. And I think, you know, I think that you're just getting nervous. That's all. And I would be too if I were you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, lady. What's that?
Hey.
Have faith.
Have faith. Okay, now if it's my kind of faith, you're going to ask the universe for everything that you can possibly have, more and more and more and more, and you want your castle too. So you go for it because you're going to get it, but it's going to take a little time. But I'm not saying this job that he's offering you or the money that he's offering you is going to take time, because this guy does want you. But just like I said, about 2 years, I saw the same thing that Susan saw. And that's funny that you gave a two-year thing. You're going to be rolling in the money.
Beautiful.
Yes, very prosperous,
Have a great
day. That.
Mike, let us know, because you might have to pay us some money in 2 years.
Yeah, you know exactly right.
Maybe your first million.
you're second on the list.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I won't ask who's first, but thank you. We love you, Mike. Have a great day.
Bye-bye, lady. Thanks for spending the time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I love that. I've got to tell you something that is so funny, Susan. That is so funny. I've got to tell you. Are you listening?
No.
Okay. I don't know who I just blurted out of here. But
I'm listening. I always listen to you.
Why, thank you, because I have to tell you, this is so funny. Okay, so I have always told everybody that if I fix them up, they owe me their first million, okay? And here you have the millionaire matchmaker on TV. So anyway, I fixed my sister up. Of course, we know how that ended 25 years later, but she never paid me my first million. But I'm going to tell you that if I tell anybody that they're going to make billions, I want the first million. Well, I'd share it, so it's not just for me. But anyway, isn't that funny?
Well, I think it's obvious. For you, it's obvious. It doesn't surprise me at all that you're like, hey, if I tell you you're making $20 million in the next 5 years, the first million's mine, buddy.
Mine, but I'll share. I'm a good share. All right, I am going to bring 928. 928, you are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Maggie. First of all, I wanted to thank you for the reading you gave me on Friday. It was very heartfelt, and I appreciate it tremendously.
Oh, Maggie, that's so sweet. Thank you, girlfriend. We loved your show. I never knew a chronic. Yes, I listened to it.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, and now the tree thing, I wanted Susan to hang on and see what tree she was, but it kind of wasn't like you're a tree. It was a tree reading, right?
Right, the voice of the trees.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, well, you know how my week went last week. I was lucky I wasn't using a rowboat in my bedroom.
Yeah, and guess what, Maggie? See, the tree you would have had to pick for her would have been the willow tree, the weeping willow tree. So probably a good idea that she didn't get the reading, because otherwise if you would have picked anything besides the weeping willow, I don't know. I think I would have had to like call in and back in and say, find that weeping tree. But how are you, Maggie?
What can I help you with?
We're just talking away. You've never had
an Akashic record reading.
Oh, Maggie, you are in for a treat, girlfriend.
Okay.
I have a gazillion questions to ask it, but I'll just give the first one and see. I had this dream that I'm sure was a past life recall. And in this dream, I was present at the, we were all talking about the writing of the Declaration of the Constitution in the American colonial period. And in the dream, my eyes were closed, and I was listening to everybody discuss it. And the English that we spoke was such a high level of English. I majored in philosophy, and I had never heard English spoken at such a high level before. And in this dream, I was just absorbing it and just, like, loving it. And I wanted to know who I was.
Well, Susan's going to open that. Don't even go any further, Maggie, because she'll pull all kinds of stuff up for you. So, Susan, you go for it, girlfriend.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I actually can answer that question for you before I even open your Akashic records, all right? Because I saw that scene so clearly. The reason why you were hearing it so clearly, word for word, and you were present, is it because it feels like that you were a scribe, okay?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that you were literally writing everything down that everyone was saying. Like that you were, I don't want to say a newspaper person, but you were documenting it for posterity. And it's like, did I say that right, posterity? Documenting just for your posterior.
Not posterior.
And I saw you so clearly in the shoes. I saw your shoes and the vest and the little baggy pants, and you were young, and it was like and you were and you were writing everything that was going on. It was like, but you weren't like a newspaper reporter, but it was going to be for to make everybody aware of what everyone was doing, who signed first, who signed second, who said what, and everything. And that's, and you literally had a past life remembered. And when we open your Akashic records, you may find out why that particular dream had such a profound effect on you. So
can I tell you something before? That's exactly what I thought, but I got to tell you something because I'm so excited. I'm in the house. I'm out of the garage. I just wanted to tell you how, I'm not in the closet because she went, my daughter went, my daughter had a doctor's appointment. I know I'm kind of interrupting this, but it's the first time I've been in the house. So I am so excited because I've got to tell you that, I'm so excited because I could get in the house. And you know how air conditioning it is? I mean, come on. I'm a princess. So, all right, go ahead. Go for it. I'm sorry, Maggie. I just had to tell everybody.
That's the fight that you do for Blog Talk Radio Show. Oh,
I know. For everybody, you know, even myself, because you know, Susan, how I just live for this because – well, and so do you, because, I mean, it's so heartfelt, it's so wonderful, it's so spirit-oriented, and I'm just happy that, you know, that I could do it, that's all.
Yes,
even if I have
yes.
to be in the garage, so.
I know, and the fact that the queen is willing to go and sit in the garage to do the show, that tells you how important. I want all our listeners to understand how much she values you, that she would go sit in a hot garage to do this radio show for you.
I do. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Susan. I'm getting my show back in the house. So you continue. I just had to tell everybody. And Maggie, thank you so much for saying that about your reading on Friday, and also thank you for letting me interrupt. Now I'm going to go move my studio back in the house. All right, you got it, Susan.
Okay. Maggie, I want to ask you how old you are.
I
know what soul one you're in. 60?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are in what they call cryon return, which is when your life comes full circle. You've been in it since probably 50, 51, and it is when it's a redo, reset, reevaluate. The dreaming soul fully awakens. The higher self is life coaching. You look around and say, have I done what I came here to do? Is there anything I need to address? And you make major, major life decisions as to how your twilight years move forward. And you have probably about another three or four years in this particular soul window, and they will be very profound, very a lot of closure is what I'm hearing. And then, you know, after you come out of this particular a soul window, this cryon return, then basically the soul windows open up and they're smaller and shorter, and they're kind of like the cleanup crew in terms of it's like, well, you know, I didn't address this, I'm going to take care of this, and then I'm going to do this and then do this. But that is why after we come out of cryon return that we get less inclined to address big and major things in our life. You know, whatever we've done, whatever we decided, now we're just going to kind of file it down or pat it down or live with it. And so that's where you are right now. And you, the last 4, 5, 6 years, it's been a rockin' for you. I mean,
nice.
Rockin'. Yes, you've had, a lot of real highs, but also some very traumatic lows. And almost like that there's no in between for you in these last couple of years. Okay.
For
sure.
Does
that make sense to you?
Pardon?
Did that make sense to you, Maggie?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. So the question that I want to ask you is that in terms of career, what have you done in career? What you're doing now and in the past?
Now I'm just biding my time, and I'm studying metaphysics and basically integrating all of these energies and that sort of thing. And I'm cueing myself to start writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what have you done before?
Pardon?
What did you do before?
When I was working as a nurse, but I got out of it because I refused to be a drug pusher for Big Pharm.
Okay. So basically, what I pick up is a major nurturer and a caretaker, and normally a light worker. There's no question about that. Okay. Now, if you would say what your gifts were in terms of this life, what would they be?
They're quite varied. I essentially have been a witness. I was born in 1954, and I recall intimately what life was like back then. I can remember Sputnik when I was 2, and the political system and how it's changed and that sort of thing. And I've traveled around a lot and lived in other parts of the world. And so I've talked to a lot of people from all over the world, and I've come back to the United States and kind of shaking my head like, oh, my gosh, my work is cut out for me here. And so I'm just kind of like witnessing and rattling people's cages and trying to wake them up and give them tools on how to navigate in a balanced, open-hearted way.
Well, this falls into line with your dream that you had of being a scribe.
Yeah.
You are the observer.
Oh,
you
know,
you are literally watching how life unfolds so that you can share. Okay. What is it, the things that you like the most about yourself?
What do I like the most about stuff?
About yourself.
Oh, about myself? I love the fact that I'm in tune with nature. I'm an advocate of Gaia. I love children. I love animals and plants. And I like the fact that I'm very much a part of nature, and I still have my connection. And I like my intuitiveness, and I'm hoping that expands to all of the clairs. And I like the way I can communicate, and I can subtly pick up the essence of people. And I like to help people, but I don't want to have them dependent on me. I want to empower the individual.
Okay. How old were you when you first discovered that that you were gifted as an empath and clairvoyant?
I probably came to realize that in my, early 50s.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I've been it all along.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what it felt like that. That you had put it on hold this lifetime, until you got ripe.
So it was definitely.
She had too much to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was snuffed.
And that's not unusual. Because it has to do with especially when light workers have such a strong, as you do, have such a strong nurturing, caretaking, you have to let go of the maternal coding first, and then that allows you just you. That's when you get rewired, and it's all about what your gifts are. It's not about how your gifts pertain to you as mother, wife, sister, daughter, any of those things.
That's exactly correct. Ever since I was widowed and the birds flew, you know, left the nest, it's been just me for the past 13 years.
Yes, and that's just about the time when a lot of, especially in our generation, that's
mm-hmm.
when the gifts really started exploding
yeah.
for us. And that's because we had to let go of that imprint of nurturing and caretaking and all those other roles. Well,
I'm
the first
still
thing,
doing it.
Yes.
Well, you're that's because you had your kids a little later, and you're perpetually 15, so it really doesn't matter.
Thank
right.
you. Thank you. By the
I'm
way,
actually 18. I'm of legal age.
Yes. how I read your Akashic records, okay, and, of course, I can't open them. I ask you these questions in order for you to open the book for me. I can't read it. Maybe one day I will be able to.
I can.
Because it's in some form of written language that I don't understand. But obviously I do. It comes to me in visuals that explain to me what it is that I'm reading. And it comes into dual. The top part of what I see are the tools that you came in here to use in your life. The bottom part is the foundations that you're working on. And the top part, which doesn't surprise me at all, are these beautiful dogwood trees, okay, flowering everywhere. And this particular, I don't know why they chose dogwood. I know that they have a beautiful scent and they're beautiful to look at, but they're also very hardy. Okay.
They remind me of the South Virginia, Pennsylvania area.
Okay.
Can I throw my two cents? Dogwood flowers, because I've been writing the whole time, you know, auto writing because you talk all the time. But you know, the thing is, are dogwoods white?
That's because it's paper.
Is dogwoods white?
Yeah,
yeah, because
yeah.
Your mother was showing me, or your whoever is here. That's you know, because when I read for spirit, I don't remember from where I pick spirit up at and give you the message. But she's showing me a whole lot of somebody is a female in spirit is showing me a whole lot of white flowers, dainty white flowers, and then I saw a tree, which I thought was a gardenia tree, but it was too big. So it's kind of must be the dogwood tree that Susan's picking up. But it's all white. And I don't know if white's for purity or pure of heart or sweetness or subtleness. I really don't know. But there is a lot of white flowers that this spirit is picking for you.
Well, aww. The tools are with the dogwood tree, what they're telling me, is what they call elemental awakening and purity. All right.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for this. Okay. Is that first of all, your foundations are based on reasoning and intellect. Okay. It is you come in with many past lives where it's facts. You separated from your heart. You were very political. Very much an activist, revolutionary, but it was in the bigger picture, the individual man, woman, and child was not your concern. It was the movement. Okay, and that's the foundation that you have come to bring into balance for you. You were an observer of life, but not a participant. Okay, in the sense of compassion and the feelings of the very people that you were working for. I see you very much involved in terms of, in one like they're showing, where slavery was concerned. And someone asked you it's like, well, have you ever been to the South and in a plantation and see what you know, what horrible conditions? Well, no, I don't have to. It's not right, you know. And that was your energy for many lifetimes. What, and so that whole scribe thing of the observer without compassionate attachment. What you have come into this lifetime to do, and the tools, is that same quality that you have as the observer, as the educator, as the watcher, but this time a lot of elemental energy, which means that you are so deeply connected to Gaia, who feels everything for her children, for her animals, for the plants, and you connected right to the roots, okay?
Yes.
And that's what you chose to do in this lifetime. Now, on in that regard, up until the time when your intuitive gifts awakened, okay, you had this like kind of guard or shield that you were literally learning how human beings feel and work and what they do, because there's a part of you that is very, very strong elemental energy, meaning that you come from, you have lived lifetimes in the woodland realm, okay? And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to go fairy or anything like that.
My druid life.
So funny is that I picked that right up. I picked the druids right up.
Yeah. And so you, that connection that you have with that elemental is what hooks you into feeling what Gaia is feeling. But it was also how you did it intellectually. This time you did it with compassion and the heart. You're bringing it into full circle right now. Your tools, basically what you did is that you ramped up the ability to be connected to everything. It's like, there is really, when the older that you get, you are going to literally feel Gaia breathe and her pain also. And it's like the animals that exist on it and the human beings that are on her. You're going to literally understand when Gaia decides to have a tsunami and cleanse an area of her existence, you will understand why she had to do that. And you take it. Wow, that's a powerful gift. I'm sorry, I don't think I'd want it.
Yeah.
You know, but you can handle it. I mean, you can handle it. But what you will understand is that is that you will be able to relate that to the people around you, relate that to other human beings. When people go, oh, how could this happen? Oh, this is a terrible thing. Oh, we've had a mudslide. Oh, we've had a volcano. We've had this. Is that there's a sense of you that you understand why it is happening, because we're cleansing, we're trying to save our planet, we're trying to save our humanity, and you understand that. So your journey here is about connecting the intellectual fact with the compassionate connection to everything elemental. And also, and I have to say, where human beings are concerned, it's like, unless they sprouted twigs and flowers, you don't get them much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, because I had to keep my mouth shut for this long, I do have to tell you that what I feel, Maggie, that they're showing me too, is even though you came with love and compassion, which you have, and it's still detached from the emotions of like me, ah, like like that kind of emotion. You're more you're loving and you're caring in this lifetime, but they're showing me a detached. You're still detached. It hasn't been that you have. They sent you here this lifetime is what they're showing me to connect, but you still are detached, connected. If you know what I'm saying, the love that you give and you feel for Mother Earth is different than you feel for humans. And the human part of it, you love and nurture, but it's on your terms because it's got to be holistic or natural. And if it's not, you're not going to deal with it. So it's still detached love that I feel. So even though I think that, you know, I see what you've got for this Akashic Records, it's still, I think the love is attached to Gaia. The humans are still, you're still working on kind of thing.
Right. They're not as important.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's part of your involvement. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you're on a mission and you got to have the attitude of like, yeah, I'll get to the humans later.
Yeah.
Right, because,
cool?
You know, one batch of humans, I mean, you know, hey, they'll reproduce. It's the Earth that we only have one of and we can't blow.
And animals that are getting extinct. I feel like that, too. You're really not happy about all that either. So I do feel. Okay, go ahead. I'm so interrupting, but go ahead, sweetheart.
Well, yeah. Actually, that's it. I mean, it's like, Maggie, do you have a question in regards to what it is that, you know, that I've shared with you? Oh, one more thing that they're giving me. One more thing is that the one thing that you instinctively understand, and it was Bonnie that brought it up about animals going extinct, there's something that you innately understand that there is no such thing as endings, that if a species disappears on this plane, it has now become, it is because it can no longer exist in this energy and has now moved into another dimension. And that is why we are beginning to find new species that, you know, we never knew existed, you know, all of a sudden they're showing up. Is it because they're now becoming acclimated to the new higher vibration energy? So there is no animals that actually become extinct. They just go to a dimension that is more for their lower vibrations. And this is something that I sense about you is that you instinctively understand that the life thread of every living thing.
Absolutely.
Yes, I've had personal experiences with other parallel universes and other dimensions. So I understand this. Everything is vibratory,
yeah.
And whatever anything is vibrating at, that's the thread that they will follow.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. You know who's here with me. They've been here.
My mom.
Your mom. And what is she?
She won't leave you alone.
No, she was with me.
But she wanted you. Did you say, what does she want?
No,
I said she won't leave you alone.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she said, what does she want?
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, you'd almost figure Maggie would say that because of the human element, but I knew what she meant. Say that. She said, my mother won't leave you alone. I'll tell you, she showed me all these flowers. They were all white, and she was picking them. She was bending down from green pastures and picking them, and then there were white trees. So I know what she was, you know, they're symbols for you. But she also said that she was also a watcher. That she watched through her generation. Oh my goodness, she's on top of me here. She watched from generation to generation, and what you saw versus what she saw a millionfold of different technology. And what she said to me is that you are going forth and forward from her, meaning it's that she showed me the same eye just moving forward. So.
You are so right. When I was a child, she kept me up on politics. I remember when she told me Khrushchev took his shoe off and banged it on the table at the UN. I was a few years old, but I remember it explicitly.
Yeah,
and I remember when she talked about Fidel Castro going to New York City and bringing his own chickens to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She was always keeping me up on politics.
Yeah, she's here now keeping me up on politics. Thank you. Okay. what she's saying to me is your eye and her eye, she's showing me one eye to another. So it means that she came in with the same principle as you are now extending. So it's not a, it's funny because it's like, looks like a continuum. So where she left off, you've picked up, but you had all, you know, the middle was both of you because she knew from before you, you knew from after her. And it's showing me one continuum. She also said that she was the one that said, you're still detached. You didn't quite make the one like me. Oh, my God, I can't take it. You're more like, okay, we'll deal with this. And so when I say detached love, you still love. It's just got other it's detached from the – you're one with love. You do not see anything separate because you that's not the kind of love you came down here for humans with. It was more detached but much more compassionate. The compassion is there, but it sits detached, which really that's the way nurses should be anyway. I mean, I was when I was doing nursing, not with my kids. If you don't, you can't do it. Yeah, you have to.
Right.
And also she said many things she is going – I watched many things that she is going forward to see many things. So your mom is here. She knows you know she's here. And she's very proud of you. But she's saying she's me, so therefore, there you go. So I think the same, you know, it's got you've got that same kind of, you've come from that same tribe, is what I'm hearing.
Will she name the tribe? Because you mentioned you essentially gave me validation that I am Starseed. Is she saying which universe we came from? Are we from the Pleiades, or is she saying?
Is there, you know, I don't get names that often and they show me, and you know me, I'm ADD. If I knew all the planets, I'd be an astrologist. So, you know, I'm seeing something with, and I don't want to say this because then you'd say, oh, well, really? She's showing me a G. I almost want to say Galactica, but that's like a movie. So I'm not quite sure, but there's like three planets that are really close together. I see the Pleiades, and I see another one, and I see another one. And she said she's showing me a G. So I'm not quite sure, but it kind of there are three group. It's a three group planet. So you could take a look and see if you see anything. But I really names for me are funny, and if I do get a name, it's really rare. But but that doesn't mean you haven't been there because what she's showing me is that you've been many places on many times. So I don't think she wants you to get stuck in the one part,
okay,
or one people or one tribe, because I think
she
that
doesn't want me, she doesn't want me to over-identify.
Yes, she wants you to identify with all versus one is what she's saying.
Makes sense.
So
okay.
Well, Maggie, I hope we've helped you. I've got such a board full of people, and I want to try to get them in, but I hope we've helped you today.
Oh, you have tremendously. My love to both of you. Thank you so very much once again.
Wow, thank you, Maggie.
We love you, Maggie.
What an interesting,
we love your energy.
Yeah, what an interesting record. Very interesting. Yeah.
Well, I have
yeah.
more questions. I have to call back some other time.
Well, listen, wait. We're on tomorrow, so please call us because you never know. Call us first thing, you know, and we'll answer anything you have for us. Maggie, okay? But
okay,
make sure it's for
you.
Us. Make sure it's
oh,
for
yeah.
us, because I can't stand
oh,
on
Oh, yeah, you'll like them.
Okay, all right. We'll talk to you
love
tomorrow.
Love you.
Bye-bye, Maggie.
I love her energy. I am going to take 615, but I think I took her already, so I just want to make sure.
No, ma'am.
Hi. Hi.
No, ma'am.
You are on with Susan and Connie. Who are we speaking with?
My name's Eileen.
Eileen,
how you doing today? Thank you for taking my call.
You are so
welcome. You're welcome.
I hear an echo now, so it's got to be.
Yeah,
from
can you? Yeah, Eileen, can you turn your speaker down or your volume down on your speakers?
On my
or
telephone.
On your computer? Yeah, you're talking on your cell phone.
No, ma'am, I'm talking on my home phone.
Wow.
Okay. Well, let's try getting through this. Eileen, how can we help you? And how are you? How was your weekend?
Well, I work on weekends. I'm in retail, so it was okay. I'm off today, so I figured I'd call in.
Oh, we're
can you hear me okay? Or
we can. We just hear ourselves on top of you. So that's okay. If you can hear us, we're good right now.
I had to turn down the phone. I tried before.
Between Bonnie and I, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering if you had any messages for me from my loved ones in heaven about maybe like finances or jobs.
Okay, well, you can throw some cards, Susan, for those questions, and I'll see what I can find in the ether. Do you have
Can you repeat those questions to me?
Any messages?
Oh, no, not you, Bonnie.
Oh.
Bonnie doesn't have the echo.
Yeah. Okay. What she's asking is if I have any messages from her loved ones in heaven. I do have a mail here, but she also says for business and finance. Usually they don't give those kind of messages always.
Okay,
so why don't you throw some cards about what do you want to know? Ask Susan what you want to know about business and finance,
question.
And I'll find your loved one.
Yeah,
okay.
Ask me a specific question when you say business and finance because that's how we work.
Well, just jobs. I've been thinking about taking another job on, and, you know, I really hate to lose what I'm in now with my stock and everything, but I just feel like it's too hard for me to keep up.
Okay, what is it that you're doing now?
Right now I work for Publix in the bakery.
Okay, and you're how long you been there?
7 years.
Okay. How old are you, Lynn?
57.
Okay. Have you started looking?
I have. I have one job in mind that would be a little bit easier because I'm by myself. I'm single. I lost my husband. And I'm always worried about my finances and making money and stuff.
Maybe this is here with me because I have a male spirit here.
I'm trying to get into management with Publix, but it's going to be so hard on me at my age.
Okay, what do you do at Publix?
I'm a baker.
Oh, I love that. Can you come to my house and bake?
Not a problem.
You know what? I have a male spirit with me, but I'll let Susan read for you, and then I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because this male spirit has a white apron on, so I'm not quite sure if he...
That would probably be my husband. He likes cooking and baking, too.
Yeah, he's here. And was he a little on the stouter side, not real skinny?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he passed, he was skinny. He was 155, but yeah.
He's showing me he's really, really, really happy, and he wants you to know that. He bakes up there. He's showing me all these things up there, cooking or something up there. But what he is saying is he really feels that where you are, be careful about switching. And I don't know what Susan's finding, so that's why because he really likes where you are. And he knows it's tough. But
yeah, I have to agree because that's the first thing that I came. It's like I know that you're feeling that it's hard and whatever, and it's like you can put it out there and like in the same thing that you're doing, maybe not as hard as work, but what I'm hearing is that making a change is not such a wise idea. I'm hearing a financial hit for you. It's just not going to work out for you as well. But it's like I know what it is that you want to get away from the hard work. I believe that you can do the same thing that you're doing for less work and the same money or more money if you put it out there and start putting your applications in, say maybe at maybe small bakeries or something like that. But if you're thinking about coming out of what it is that you're doing, I'm not feeling that the timing is right now.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you what your husband is showing me. He's got a big smile on his face. It looks like either he had wrinkles or dimples in his face. So when he smiled, it was either wrinkles, you know, that make dimples, or it was dimples because he's got a big smile on his face. And what he's saying is he's showing me the whole counter at Publix or wherever you are. I see a whole counter. And what he's saying is that you won't get all that wherever else you go. And I'm assuming he means maybe benefits.
Benefits,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe vested. And that he feels like smiling the way I see him. Because he's not really talking. He's just looking at me and showing me all around. So what I feel like the message for you is, and you could interpret it any way you want because it's really your message,
mm-hmm.
is that you need to be happy where you are because that is going to give you security, what he's showing.
Yeah. I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't give up on it. I mean, it's just what I'm hearing is that it feels like that you're in the right arena where work is concerned. You just want to work less hard and make the same or more money, and that's what you want to put out into the universe to help you find.
Okay. Because I've been trying to get into Quiznos for management. They pay a little bit more than what I'm making now, and it just seems like every time I try and, you know, talk to somebody or something, it's just not doing me any good. And it's like something's there stopping me.
Yeah, it's him, because he's showing
me. And that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, it's him, and he's trying to stop you. I mean, we all have free will, so you can do whatever
mm-hmm.
you want. But the harder you push, I always tell people this, and I love what I tell people. Oh, I can't wait to tell you.
okay.
I always love to tell people that when the universe wants you to have something or do something, they leave you alone, they let you go. But the minute you hit a wall, meaning that it's harder to accomplish anything, I always say turn not 360 degrees, but 180. Take a look at what you're doing because the universe doesn't want you to do it. So if you're doing that Quiznos and it's really hard, they're saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, we'll let you do it if you keep pushing because you've got free will. But guess what? You're going to – this not going to work out the way you want it. So
it's
they're
not
trying
meant
to
stop
you. Right. And your husband who's here with me, and he's handing me a flower for you. It's really weird because I want to say it's a rose, but it's kind of an orange color. So he's handing that to me, and it looks like not a rose, but it's got about four big petals, and it's open. Maybe it's a tiger lily or it's something, and he's handing me to give to you. Do you have some kind of anniversary or something coming up?
His 10-year anniversary in heaven just passed.
Okay, that's what he's handing me.
That's probably it.
Yeah, and he wants you to know because his orange is a very, very, very good color. In fact, you know why I say that? Because people say I have orange and yellow auras. But I do want you to know that the orange color is very pertinent to how he feels. He's very, very good spirit. He's gentle. He's learned. He hasn't been here. He's been here a lot. Meaning, I don't mean he hasn't been here, but he has been here doing a lot of work. And he's here to really show you and show other people in his family how to be. And then he left.
Uh-huh.
So I do want you to know that he does watch over you. He does show me that flower, and he knows that you were thinking about him. So I hope that I think he knows that. But he really wants you. He's showing me the bakery. But what he wants you to know, and I'm going to say this again, even though I can hear myself twice because I can hear the echo. listen, I love it. Keep going, Bob. But, you know, the thing is that what he's showing me with the smile.
Now, that's your ego working overtime.
I know, yeah. I'm going to stick it aside. I do want to tell you this. The reason he's showing me the bakery and his smile, and now I see it's kind of pasted on his face, is because he wants you to take a different outlook. He says that you're wary. And what he wants you to do is take a different look at it. that one, it is an opportunity that some people would love to have because where you are, a lot of people would love to work there and get their benefits. And what he wants you to do is, instead of being wary, is take a breath and look at it a different way, that, hey, you've got a job that nobody else that has, you know, because there are people who want that. That you're a great baker, and he says, and he's going yum 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 in my ear. So, you know, look at it different. That you're providing a service, you're providing people to be happy, and they're happy because they eat what you create or you do. So, he wants me to tell you that start taking a different look at how you work, and you're going to be less stressed.
Okay. So, see, that's what I need. I need a different perspective.
Yeah, you do.
Looking at things.
Yeah, because I've got to tell you, what he's showing me is a big smile, and he wants you to take a look at what you have, not what you don't have, and take a look at a different perspective of what you're doing for people, because you really are helping people. My daughter goes to Publix. I hate to tell you this, but she must buy that bakery out every month. So it makes her happy. She's a beautiful young girl who's going to be a doctor. But what makes her happy is eating a sweet and being able to celebrate. And you need to look at that.
Right.
Helping people and not look at it as just going in a job and it's long and you're on your feet. And that's all I'm going to say on that one.
I don't mind being on my feet. I don't mind the work, but I just feel like it gets to me, my knees. And as I'm getting older, it hurts more, you know.
Take it.
You just need to take what you've got and to rearrange it into an easier workload.
Okay.
All right. Well, we hope we helped you today.
Well, my finances are going to be okay, though. I'm always worried about money, being single. You know that.
Well stop
any
worrying about it because that's what keeps it perpetuated. Start changing your energy about, you know, somehow, some way, I'm going to always make ends meet and things are going to get better and I'm going to find this great job, because what you say and what you think and what you're putting out there verbally in terms of worry, which is a wasted energy, never changes anything.
You are
karmically manifesting it almost instantly.
Right.
Yeah. So you know what?
Thank you for the pep talk.
Oh,
hey,
listen, Bonnie and I give those to each other every day.
wait a minute. I got to tell you something. My birthday, if you heard, is 7/14. 7/14, and the only cake I eat, I want everybody to hear this, if I don't make my own, because I'm so picky about my birthday cake, is from Publix. So just think. Just take a look at it a little differently and know that what you do, a lot of people who have been out of work for 5 years, I have people that I know, and several people know this. You're going to be fine. Just take a different look and start changing your attitude, and you're going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I'm getting a birthday cake from Publix now. I just decided I love their vanilla. I used to love chocolate, but now I love vanilla. I'm going to do the vanilla, although they have a vanilla raspberry that's to die for. I can't wait for my birthday. Okay, so three.
I'm going to forget it.
No, you don't.
It's like, well, you know how my memory is, Bonnie. I mean, geez, I might just bypass it, even though I've got it marked on my calendar, in my appointment book, and on my computer, because God help me if I would happen not the first thing come out of my mouth that morning go, happy birthday, Bonnie!
Yes, and guess what? I don't think I'd ever let you forget it, so don't worry. Your memory is going to be perfect. So I'm going to take 337-337. You are on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Candace,
how are you doing? How was your weekend? How can we help you?
I had a really, really good weekend. I've been divorced for 3 years, and You know, I'm calling about my love life, actually. I just wanted to see, you know, what's out there. Did you pick up on a soulmate or something coming my way pretty soon or anything like that?
How old are you, Candace?
I'm 30.
30?
Yes.
And how long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
Oh, I'm single. Been single for 3 years.
3 years?
Yes,
you're so cute, Candace. I mean, because you're young, and I was going to say you've never really been out of a relationship because every couple years, you know, you're still young, you do have relationships. So, yeah, 3 years isn't that bad because I think that you weren't alone for the 3 years. I just don't think you found anybody for those 3 years. I have a feeling there was somebody there.
Have you been married,
Candace?
I'm divorced.
Okay.
Divorced.
Is that the 3 years?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing 32. Okay. Did you just scream in my ear, Bonnie?
No, I didn't. I think that was Candace.
Oh my God! We've now got your ghost replicating your scream. Oh, no, that's not right. That's just not right. Okay. Okay. I heard 32. That you are getting ready to move into another very serious relationship, more likely leading to marriage. When are you going to be 31?
November. November.
Okay. 30th. So here's how spirit works. All right. I hear the number, and we think, okay, 32, but spirit doesn't. Give me numbers like that. I mean, it could be that, but usually with a 32 is like your 31st year because when you are already alive 1 year by the time that you have your first birthday. So when they say 32, they usually mean your 32nd year, and that is when you are 31. So this looks like that it's coming up probably within about a year, year and a half for you, and it's a serious one. I mean, it's a going all the way. That's an old saying, isn't it? That's why.
Yeah,
well, that is like totally from our generation.
The way.
Hey, you know,
Candace,
that girl went all the way.
Make sure that either you decide you want to go all the way or you don't tell anybody about it. You know what I mean?
But that's what I picked up. You want to add to that, Bonnie?
No. I figured what I saw was like at the number 15, which is about 15 months. So that's about what it is. And, you know, I do believe that she's got some work to do. But, you know, I think there's other issues that she's got to solve, and that's why. And I know she's a strong girl, and she'll start working on them. So, Candace,
what are you doing to be social there, Candace? Yeah. Are you going out? You know, friends?
Yes,
she goes out.
So, you know,
and I see that you're going to be gaga over this guy. You'll be gaga over him. So,
wow.
But I do believe, like I said, there's some things you've got to do first, and that's really
the first card I put for you was your marriage card.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Is that what you pulled the marriage card?
And there it is. There it is. Oh, he's cute. Cool. Yeah, he's going to transform your whole life. There's your wish card. Both of you have a history of coming from disappointed love, so
yeah.
You really understand what it's about.
Yeah, but still, you know, Candace, there's some things you got to work on, because I always say this, if what you look for in a man looks for you in a female, so
exactly.
If you're looking for love, compassion, and, you know, somebody to take care of you, they looking for the same thing. Maybe not so much in this taking care of you, but in this stage and age, yes. But you know, when you put that out, make sure that you want that guy, and he's coming anyway, to treat you the way you want to be treated, but you have to treat him that same way. And I'm only saying that because I know you've been skeptical. You'll be skeptical, and you'll say, well, and I see you looking at him with a skeptical eye. But remember, what you put out there is what you get. So if you put out love, compassion, and, you know, discernment, meaning, you know, that you're going to be or have some discretion there, he's going to put out the same thing. So just know that. And that's why I always warn people, if you want love, compassion, relationship, beautiful, you know, bubbles, you got to put that out there too, because they're looking for the same thing you are. Okay?
Well, okay. You pick up around the person or who this person or...
Susan, you saw him in the cards. What would you say?
Well, the one thing that I'm picking up here is that there's no money issues here.
Yeah, I don't feel it either.
Yeah, that's like very supportive, and there's a lifestyle change for you.
Yeah. So, I think
it's like we have some major trolls on our line here. I mean, the echo is bad.
Yeah. I'm gonna just mute you, Candace, and see if what we come up with. Okay. Candace, it seems to me like he's going to be a working guy who has a really good job. So I don't know if you'll meet him through a friend. I see you at a party or a bar or somewhere with friends. It's more, I don't know that it's a bar, but I do believe you go out, and I do see him walking up to you and you meeting, and I see you're just floored, gaga over him. So it'll be very quickly. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah, it's very transformational.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to pick on, I hope that we've helped you, Candace. I'm going to go to the next one because we only have 8 minutes. And actually, Susan, I am going to tell you that instead of, I don't think we can really get, I'm going to pick up the next person, but I do want to tell everybody, Susan and I will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, and guess what? I'll be in the garage again tomorrow. So unless I can find someone.
Don't we have a guest tomorrow?
No, that's next week, because everybody's coming next week, because you weren't on last week, I thought that you'd want to be on with me. So I did not. This week we have no guests.
You didn't tell everybody about next week's guest, then.
I know, not yet, because I usually do that at the end of the week. But next week we have a full load of guests. I am going to tell you, I'm so excited. Back by popular demand, by me too. We have Tammy Jones. Tammy Jones is going to be on Tuesday at 1:00, and she's going to take we're going to give her the first hour. And if she rocks more than that, great. Susan and I will take the second. So, and Tammy can actually be on with us for as long as she wants. But she's going to be on Tuesday. I don't have the date because I don't have my phone on, but it is going
to
be next Tuesday.
That's June 17th.
Okay, and then guess who's coming Thursday? I thought June
17th.
Annabelle and Brenda, mother and daughter team. They are going to be here that Thursday for 1 hour together. They're going to be on Thursday. I think what's Thursday, the 19th?
Yes.
And they're going to be on from 1 to 2. And again, I am going to be so excited. And then you've got Leslie Journey rocking the house from 2 to 3 or vice versa. Whatever we have. Brenda and Annabelle coming on. We've got Leslie Journey. Of course, Leslie's a co-host. But we also have so fabulous Tammy Jones, and she's coming Tuesday. So next week we are full of guests. And please get on board because they are fabulous. They're wonderful. And we will say that we just love our guests. We love it. And, of course, Brenda's my new cousin. So Annabelle must be my new mother. Hi, Annabelle. Anyway,
that's true.
I mean, you know, hey, if Annabelle, if I'm telling you, if Brenda's Annabelle's daughter, and we know she is, and I'm Annabelle's cousin, then Annabelle must be my what, aunt, maybe aunt, whatever. But Annabelle, you've got me, so too bad. I'm now in your family. Anyway, and you know who Annabelle and Brenda are. They're Susan's. Susan was raised by Annabelle, and Brenda was her sister. So now I'm Susan's sister, which means Annabelle and Brenda are both my relatives too, right?
I'm sorry, I drifted. What was that?
Are you sleeping while I'm talking? That's so not nice, sister.
I know I drifted. I drifted. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy, I'm going to cry. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I didn't know. What's really going to be is that when my cousin finds out that you were talking about them, and I drifted when you were talking about them, like, ho-hum, this guy, like, oh, yeah, thanks a lot, Susan.
Well, guess what? First is Tammy Jones. She's on Tuesday. I'm going to ask her. I'm going to be the first one to ask her why
she
drifted. She rocks.
Yeah, she
rocks. Oh, my goodness. We have an action pack next week. This week it's Susan and I. We're on tomorrow, which we rock. I love us. And then we've got, of course, Ron Cole and Kelly Coulter. You know they rock the house with Astro and Life and Birth Card reading. So fabulous. Ron is going to either be talking the full hour on the sky because he says a lot's going on, or we'll have somebody for him to read. I know he's got his next reading the following Wednesday, but I think he wanted this week to tell you all about what was going on in the sky. I do want you to know that Thursday, we're counting on Laura Tirette. I think Laura is our healer. She's there the second Thursday of every month, but we're going to just confirm with Laura. And if Laura is coming, we'll let you know. Anyway, I'm going to take the next caller, but it's got to be a question because we only have 4 minutes. So here we go. 727, you're on with Bonnie and Susan. Hi.
Hey, you guys.
Hi. Hi. Who are we to? Hi. Am I talking to?
Oh, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. We have 3 minutes. So I'm going to talk
to you. Okay, I'll be really quick then.
Yes.
I'll just ask. Yeah, I wanted to know what you see for my father.
Okay, you mean you want me to pick your father up is what you want me to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonnie. Shame on your marriage.
Oh, thank you. Is your father tall?
5'10".
Yeah. Well, that's not real tall, but it's taller than me.
Well, that's
so
tall to Bonnie.
Yeah, that's tall to me. And he's looking at me. Was he a business? I want to say it looks like a businessman, but not really. He's got a shirt and a pair of like pants, because I've got so many spirits here, honey, today and yesterday. And he didn't come forward real quick. So do you have, he has like a shirt with what are they called? A belt, and he's got. Well, he's actually saying no. He's not wearing a belt. He's got chino pants, like you know, in the front. Did your father dress like that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's not saying a whole lot. Was he a quiet? Because you know, it could be that he's showing me how he is. Was he more of an introspective man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now he's throwing bouquets of flowers at you. What's the color purple mean to you? Like light purple.
I don't know.
Because he's got a whole lot of lilacs in his hand for you, and it's just he's throwing them at you. And now I've got white baby's breath, and he's throwing them at you, and he's saying to me that he wishes he could have done more for you. I don't know if you know why he would say that. And you were his baby doll. Do you know why he's saying that? Were you the only girl, or were you the youngest?
I was the youngest.
Yeah. And he feels like you didn't know that I think that you didn't know how much he really cared for you. That's what he's kind of showing me because of his interest. Because I don't think he was like the big warm and fuzzy. And he's saying to me that he wished he could have done more for you while he was alive. He feels like that you have some issues in your romance department or in your relationships, and he wishes he could help you. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, and what he is also saying is, he's showing me a big glass of water, but it's half empty and half full. So I don't know whether he's saying that you're looking at life half full or half empty, and that you know, he sees this, or was he a water drinker? Because these are messages for you. So he's got a tall glass. And what he's saying is maybe he's saying you're looking at life maybe half empty right now, and whether he wants you to take a look at it to make it half full. He's saying that money's coming. Do you know what he means by that?
No, I don't.
Okay, he says that there's money coming. So I don't know if you're going to – do you work?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe are you due for a raise or a position? Because he's kind of showing me that there's going to be a difference in money, you know, that you're going to get some more money either by a raise or a different position.
Okay.
He's showing me a little girl, and I don't know why. He's showing me a little girl, and she's got like a little bonnet on, all dressed in white with a little white Mary Janes. Would that be you?
Honey, we're at the end of the show. Yeah, we got to say goodbye.
He's showing me kisses with you too. So I hope call back and I'll see if I can bring him through again, but he's not a very big talker. So I hope that I've helped you. Thank you. All right, everyone. Bye.
Love you. Come back and